Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, everybody. Take two. Feel like it wouldn't be Triple T? Well, unless we had some technical difficulties, and boy, do we ever. The voice you're hearing on this lovely little Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever day you might be listening to is, well, it's me. It's Matt. And I'm the crazy guy that decided to do 7,000 podcasts. But for whatever reason, it's just me tonight. Shout out Toby and his... He's just got the bad internet, and there's not much we can unfortunately do about that. So, Toby, if you happen to be watching, hopefully that internet thing that we were talking about a while ago maybe actually works for you at some point. Richie is feeling like shit, so hopefully, Richie, you feel a little bit better as well. And Euban, he's whacking off. Where's he whacking off? Is he whacking off? He might be whacking off, but either way, appreciate him as well. And I appreciate every single person that's watching this for whatever reason. And whatever disaster I just did, I do apologize. I'm going to share what I did just in case there's any nerds out there that potentially are like, you know what? What did he do? I thought it would be a good idea to potentially take Riverside, which I'm recording in, then take StreamYard, show the Riverside on the StreamYard, and then push that everywhere. And it was a little bit of a disaster. I pulled it up real quick. There was all sorts of looping and all sorts of stuff. So nerds, there you go. We've been live for 69 seconds. And I think we're good. Kyle's in the chat. He says hello. And then he threw out some ghost face. What's up, Kyle, in the chat with the ghost face? But either way, this is Triple T podcast episode 168. 168 weeks in a row that this show has been a thing. Whether it's been me, whether it's been some co-host. Either way. It's been a journey. It's been an adventure. And this is going to be the last one of 2023. Next time we're live, it's going to be January 2nd. We had a great idea last week. It was pretty much, I think it was Toby's idea. And he said, hey, why don't we just send TikToks that are only from Christmas? So we had a lot of good submissions. Toby sent some stuff while he was still able to send some DMs on the TikTok. And then we also had a potential MVP of the podcast sending. And this week, I want to throw it out there to Garf Freak. All right. Ben, we're mutuals on the old Tickety Talk, but I don't think we've really sent, you haven't sent a lot of videos in. And you did a fantastic job this week. Super excited about that. Lieutenant Scooter sent some. Head Zombie, we have some pretty good ones. I did kind of cap it off because usually we have some free-flowing conversation. But I don't know how long I can really talk to myself. So I guess we're about to see how long I can talk with myself. But while we're doing that, shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network and the podcast of the month. It's the last time you're going to see this on the Tuesday show, but not the Thursday show. It's the Deluxe Edition Pod. Casey and Ray, they do a fantastic job. They interview some great people. And then also we have the Steven Crypto Show. Make sure you check them out. DeluxeEditionNetwork.com, home of Triple T, the Beard Laws podcast, and so much more. I think we're up to like 30 podcasts down there, potentially some more. that you're going to see coming up. And also, I got the Steve Winwood Fantasy Football League. But it turns out a lot of people don't really care about 10 podcasters talking about a fantasy football league, and it's becoming something a little bit more. So I think we're going to evolve it into something else. And if you want to, go check it out on the socials. There might even be a name change. There's going to be some other exciting stuff on that as well. Like I said, maybe a rebrand, or maybe we just say instead of the Steve Winwood Fantasy Football League, we just kind of call it the Steve Winwood Friends Forever League, or whatever else we come up with that could potentially be fun. So either way, hopefully, again, you had a happy holiday at the time of the recording. It's Boxing Day, so shout out Boxing Day. And it's been a whole year since I had a Boxing Day beer. So today's the day. Cheers, everybody. Salancha, whatever it is you say. Tap it for good luck. Have a drink. All right. Let's do the thing. So, again, I am super sorry to anybody that got 3 minutes of video on Instagram, the X, formerly known as Twitter, and everything else, like I said, was a little bit of a test, and with every test, there's some failure. I have some ideas that I think that we can do and we can evolve on next week's show. Or maybe if just nobody really cares for Triple T anymore, we can just go ahead and shut it down. But maybe not as well. So hell with it. All right. So like I said, we do have some videos, not a ton of them to just continually show for the entire show. But this maybe will be even a little bit of a shorter show. So without further ado, let's jump into kind of one of the first videos. And if there happens to be anybody in the world that might be watching this, you want to join, let me know. I'll send you over a link with Riverside, and we could maybe take some callers. That'd be interesting. Yeah, we could do a Triple T live call-in. But again, if you're just listening, every single Sunday, the Thursday show is recorded. We're taking in callers. We've had Landy from South Africa. We've had producer Zach, who is obviously a friend of the show. Who else do we have? Oh, the Blur 46 has called into the show quite a few times as well. So if anybody else wants to call in, it's a lot of fun. We've been doing some shoddy, Smash Pass shoddy mugshots. And if you haven't followed that Instagram account, definitely do it. And shout out to one of our favorite accounts that that we just found out that Toby sent over last week from TikTok, scenic.pissing. is the account, and tried to do a video from our show that was showed on TikTok, and it got taken down. And one thing that I noticed that was interesting before, when you did an appeal on TikTok, it seemed to go through pretty quickly, but for whatever reason, this one I did this morning and it still hasn't passed. So I don't see Nick.pissing sent out a video that said, "I'm still alive." And it is sensitive content, so I think we're going to show it anyways. YouTube seems to not care if it's there, just TikTok doesn't apparently want you to redo a video of a TikTok on TikTok. That's a math I can't do. So let's show this one. This is the latest one. This is I'm gonna mute the sound because there is a song, "Alive" from Pearl Jam. It's a banger of a song. Unless you don't like it, then we can maybe have a hot debate about it. But here we go. This was from 10/29. There's got to be one more recent than that. No? No, there's not. All right, here we go. 10/29. This is apparently one of the last ones that they posted. It's ironic that they said "still alive" while posting this and a scenic view many months ago. And we also did talk about it. I said, you know what? The last one that we saw, that is a fantastic view. But the last one that we did show on here, I did compliment him not only on how powerful the stream was, but how clear it was. And I said how hydrated that said scenic pisser. Pretty safe to say that this one's a male. And unlike the stairwell farts where we were not really sure gender, pretty sure it's still Euban, but that's debatable. This seems to be severely dehydrated. So I'd have to recommend scenic pissing. If you're doing a lot of hiking, probably going to need a little more water. Not that I'm like a super hiker and know things, but I can tell as a dude that also takes several pisses in a day when it's this yellow. And as this one says, "Bro just drinks Mountain Dew." Well, there we go. Climb a mountain and your stream will look like that too, twin. Okay, fair enough. There we go. Settle that debate. Dehydrated, climbing a mountain, taking a very yellowish, greenish piss, but better than blood red. That that would be on the terrible side. So, but either way, that's a fun account. And the other one that we talked about that I haven't seen in forever is our old friend, Stairwell Farts. Not really sure what's going on with it. I don't know. Let's do a live update on Stairwell Farts. Still not a thing. Still not a thing. Number 99. It's ironic because they did say apologies on the absent, but we're back and primed with the 99th day. And this was August 21st. So Stairwell Farts, hopefully you bring it back in 2024. If not, it was nice to know you. Nice to show some of your videos off. And we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together. So hopefully, again, all is well. I'm going to double check how this sounds because I did have a little bit of some issues on the previous stream. So let's see. Merry Christmas again to everybody. I know I keep repeating, but it is it's a little bit different when you're doing this on your own and trying to do some tech support. A little bit of a multitask. All right, let's see here. Just checking sound. Okay, yeah, we're good. We have some. All right, thought we did. Boom. Riverside, baby. Shout out, Riverside, and also shout out. We have a new friend of the show that I did show the boys and potentially some people on the stream. It's going to be next week, January 2nd. I'm gonna do a little bit of a breaking news because I'm such a huge fan of this. This is no promo codes. You're not going to save any money. This is a New York company, and the goal for not only Triple T, but for the Beard Laws podcast is I want to do more local stuff. Local to me is New York. Have some really cool things potentially in the works. And this is going to be friend of the show, number one, starting off January 1st, 2024. And I'm super excited about this one. So if you guys want to take a screenshot, even Fat Baby Bourbon, here we go. Check it out. All right, this is a really, really cool story behind this one. Seal is still on it. You can see that this is over here. This, starting the new year, is going to take over this spot. All right, so I'm going to be super excited. I'm going to tell you all about the story behind this company. I'm going to tell you why this company, in my opinion, is super near and dear to me, not only geographically, but the story is what really, really hooked me. So if you're looking to get a bottle, potentially for the New Year's, I don't know if you're going to have enough time, but they have worked with their distribution company, and they're available in, I believe, all, I'm going to say comfortably, 48 of the states. I'm not sure about Alaska and Hawaii, to be honest with you, but we did look this up, and I'm super excited. So if you want to support them, support me. That's how it works. We all help each other out. But I'm super excited about this one. More to come January, but if you guys want a sneak peek, and when we have a little sip or two on January 2, you'll be able to have a sip with us. So cheers, everybody. This is going to be a friend of the show, hopefully for a while, and some more, obviously, New York companies. But I also had the idea Sunday when I was recording with Brandon Squared that if there were some companies that were near and dear to them and they wanted to be a part of the show as well, that we would incorporate them as well. And obviously, you guys know I'm a huge fan of said beverage here. For anybody just listening, Genesee, you guys can go to GeneseeBeer.com, and they have a beer finder and everything. So there's beer all over this beautiful country. Go find the one for you. There's a new one that I'm super excited to try, not near me. So I have to drive about an hour one way to get it, but I'm hoping to make a trip out that way soon so we can show you guys and maybe even taste test it live on there. It's the Pils. According to some of the stuff on the internet that I've seen, it's almost like they described it, the taste of Fruity Pebbles, like the milk after you drink some Fruity Pebbles. So I love Fruity Pebbles. I love good milk, and I love even better beer that's brewed in this state of New York. I don't know how lovely it is sometimes, but cheers to you guys. Let's get into some tickety-tocks, all right? 13 minutes into the recording, take two. And again, this is going to be cleaned up. This is going to be edited, and this is going to be put back out tomorrow. So again, if you guys are just listening, it'll be nice and cleaned up. And if you ever wanted to see the videos, head on over. There's tons of clips on all the social medias, and obviously we go live, but then we take it down a little bit. Just what I'm doing is just I'm unlisting it. You could still probably search it, and you can find it. So, I mean, there is that. So, all right, let's show some TikToks. First one I'm going to show is from Toby. Again, Toby Garfreak. You guys absolutely nailed it. Again, with Lieutenant Scooter, Head Zombie. This one, there's two types of rappers in, well, Christmas rapping, present rapping, not actual rapping. There are so many different types of rappers, which that could be a whole different conversation. But Toby made a very good point when we were, he kind of came up with this. He did come up with this idea last week. We were having some sidebar conversations and he was saying how hard it is to find Christmas related videos on TikTok of people kind of like genuinely posting things and posting things that are funny and not really like that kind of selfish doing it for the money, like buy this post. And we've complained about it a lot, but it's becoming more and more noticeable, I think, to me and several other TikTokers. And this isn't to knock anything. This isn't specifically at anybody, but TikTok is kind of becoming, you know, the QVC of social medias. And there's a lot of people that are making a lot of money and very, very good for them. And my brain isn't big enough to, I guess, capitalize. I don't really have a product. You know what I mean? And so props to them. There's some really cool stuff. And I purchased stuff. Actually just bought some candles for the mother-in-law from W&K Candles, Eubin's wife's business that they have. So awesome candle, wooden wick. Love it. I bought some other stuff on there, some board games and some stuff like that. Just had a pretty good deal on them. Free shipping, this and that. Save this amount of money. Get it? Very smooth, honestly. And some people are capitalizing, but at the end of the day, it kind of ruins, in my opinion, when I'm searching TikToks while I'm taking a poop, it really ruins the poop vibes. Like, I don't want to go on there and continually shop. I wanted to see some funny stuff. I don't see it anymore. But my dude, Robert, from Florida, he's always working out, being motivational and everything. And he sent a really, really kind of motivational, really cool thing to us. This, where is it here? I think it was, he sent over a text message and a group message for a couple of us. And it says, don't use social media less. Use it more intentionally. Follow people who inspire and motivate you. Engage with experts you can learn from. Create genuine, positive friendships. Just stop mindlessly scrolling, complaining, hating, and engaging in negativity and bitterness. And I thought that was a very powerful thing. And I know that I personally have went through a couple accounts, unfollowed some accounts, you know what I mean? And not that I'm overly bitching or aimlessly or whatever the scrolling, but there's a couple of accounts that I'm just like, you know what? You can only put on all your social media so many times that you need money, want money, here's the money, send me money, send me. Come on, man. This isn't the TikTok of 2019. If you have a good business plan, people will naturally support you. That was a long roundabout way to go about two types of gift wrappers. I personally, not a gift wrapper. I'm going to show you the video and I'm going to say what we did as like a new tradition for our family for gift wrapping. And maybe you guys will want it to catch on. It was a success for everybody in my house. And let's roll the clip. Oh, it's muted. There's a song. You don't need it. We'll walk it through. Anybody that's watching, you have a guy who's rapping, struggling, not doing a good job. Then you have the woman who's just kind of like half-ass rapping, does some cool cut scenes, throws it under the tree. Perfect rapping every time. The dude throws it under the tree, kind of feeling, did I do a good job? I think you did wonderful, bud. I got to be honest, I'm a terrible, terrible rapper. Whether the actual, you know, rapping music or the rapping of presents, not my strong suit by any means. So, you know what I mean? Oh, Johnny's World's in the chat. What's up, my dude? Hopefully all is well. If you're super bored and feel like jumping on the Triple T podcast, let me know. I'll send a link. Make sure you guys check out friend of the show, The Dude Network. I got to be on their show last Friday, and boy, was it a blast. But either way, sorry I was going on this rant. So I want to tell you about the new tradition that our family did. Maybe it'll take on, maybe it won't. So what we ended up doing is we bought, this is going to sound dirty to all you perverts, but we bought sacks of presents. They were just big, I don't even know what they're made out of, almost like you kind of think like Santa's sack of toys, like a big satchel, or not even a satchel, a big bag that you could put all the presents. So we would put the presents in, we'd throw some tissue paper, present. So they still kind of have the ability to rip the tissue paper off, see the presents. I successfully didn't wrap a single present. And there was still 100% satisfactory with smiles and Christmas magic. And it was absolutely wonderful. No stress. There were so many people that I talked to personally that were so stressed, and just the whole wrapping of presents and having to do this. And that's not what it's about. And I'm super thankful. That was probably the stress-free Christmas that I've had potentially ever. And it was just absolutely amazing. So shout out to the wife for the brilliant idea, and shout out to us for the perfect execution. And it was just amazing. So again, hopefully you guys had a an amazing Christmas as well. It was good. It was good. Have to admit though, it was pretty awkward where I live. Super cold. Usually a lot of snow, ice, whatever. I mean, last year where the wife was, they got like almost 5 foot of snow in one storm. This year we had a pretty green Christmas. I mean, it was like 50 degrees out, pretty much able to wear shorts. I mean, where we are, anytime you go through the cold, you can wear shorts in 20-25 degree temperature. And it was just beautiful. It was different. We're still on the back porch, even right up until I pressed record and really botched part one. Sorry about that again to all the Instagrammers. I went through kind of audio hell for about 3.5 minutes. But let's be honest, we've all had a 3.5 minute span of something that we did that we probably want to take back. And I'm telling you what, it's beautiful out still today, about 50. So Florida, you guys probably have it right with the whole warmness and no snow on Christmas and all that stuff. Shout out CT, moved to a cold weather climate. Curious how your Christmas went. Did you have your first white Christmas? How many more white Christmases you got in you, bud? But speaking about Christmas, again, let's continue to roll through some of these videos. This is again, another video of some potential stereotypes of moms on Christmas. Well, apparently when a whole bunch of moms get together on Christmas Day, I personally haven't found this like super relatable, but I have to imagine it's fairly relatable. And shout out to the person, the people really committing to the bit for this one here. Putting in the work. That's a long day. I mean, if those moms are up in the kitchen, what'd they start? 6, 7 o'clock, starting maybe the ham, starting the turkey, starting some desserts, maybe start the morning before. They're putting in the work. So make sure anybody watching this video, shout out to all the moms, show those moms some love. And for all you perverts that love the moms in a much different way, we'll show them some love as well. But again, pure chaos. And like I said, now that I'm getting a little bit older, there are a lot of moms in the room, but I don't see that kind of chaos. Maybe I'm growing up different. I'm not sure, but pure chaos. Either way, pretty good, funny skit from Toby. All right. Love what you've done with the place. This is what I labeled this one. So let's jump into, let me see this one. Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember this one. So let me ask the chat a little bit of a question, even though there's not really chat. The listeners, the viewers, anybody that's listening, feel free to come over to the social medias and ask, have you ever had just kind of that one present where maybe it's your partner, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a roommate, maybe it's a relative, and they're like, listen, I'm busy. I got to assemble all these, you know, these presents. Maybe it's for myself, but probably as any dads out there use the, hey, I got to hurry up and assemble this present for the kid. You know what I mean? And this parent, I'm assuming a father, because it says husband, was busy assembling the son's Christmas present. And this is good. 100% probably not It's definitely not real, but this kid's got some cool parents. Saw the sun walking by. Look at that thing. Look at that thing. There's the sun. Okay, hold on, hold on, right there. See that sack thing right there? Whatever you might call it. That's what we did. These parents are cool like us too, right? That's what we use. We use six of those things. Not the same exact ones, but the same concept. Pretty much, I think, the same size. That's what we did. That's brilliant. And I think this parent actually captured potentially the first rollover magical moment by everybody involved. Look at this gaming setup, though. I'm not much of a gamer. I have played some video games, obviously. I'm not going to sit here pretend like I'm not somewhat of a nerd. But look at this thing. I mean, that is a fairly large monitor. I mean, that is aggressive. Then I love that little swing tray that's got the, not only the mouse, but the keyboard. Comfort. Is that a little bit of a drink holder potentially on the right? That could hold a nice cold Genesee. That's a rig. I'm going to have, I don't know what the price tag potentially could be on that, but I'm going to say it's got to be what, $3,000 or so? That's got to be an expensive rig. Shout out to them. Got that nice flat screen TV, that minimalistic tree. They got some animals. There's a dog bed back there. So that kid is definitely going to potentially enjoy that. First kind of a thing that I saw that popped into my brain when I was checking that out was it had to be some kind of racing game. Like I was thinking that old school when you went to an arcade, sat down, played the racing game, I forget the name of it, like something USA, and you're cruising there. You can go manual. I don't know how many of you would go manual over automatic, shifting the gears, hitting the gas pedal. There was brakes on them, but let's be honest, I don't think we were overly using the brakes in that game. But man, let me look up that. Let's see here, arcade game, racing, USA, Cruising USA. That's what it was, Cruising USA. There are actually a couple. Apparently, there's one for sale on Amazon. Oh shit! Let me throw this up here just in case. Anybody wants to buy? I'm just kidding. I don't need it. I don't even have. This is what it looked like. Apparently, it's an artist unknown. Not really potentially one there. But this is the game that I was talking about that I remember a lot right here where I'm kind of highlighting. This was like your nitro, your boost. This is where you could shift. Obviously, you got the buttons for here. This game. Awesome. Awesome. Shout out to the bowling alley. A lot of potentially drunken driving playing on this game. Of course, we all got rides. We're responsible drinkers, but when you're playing an arcade game, you're allowed to drink as much as you want and you drive. We'd have some high scores. We'd do that. We'd do the Buck Hunter, Golden Tee, lots of darts. What a time to be alive. But either way, Cruising USA, that was a fun game. Ah, man, what a setup. What a setup. Let me know again. What's the game of choice of yours? Nephew of mine got FIFA 23. I wanted to confidently say that I could kick his ass much, much younger than me. I think I could definitely handle my own, probably win, but you never know. Kids are playing more advanced games, I guess. You know, when I grew up, we were doing a lot of the side scrollers. Toby was here. He was probably growing up, with Atari or maybe Pong or maybe, no, just kidding. Because he's old. You get the joke? No, moving on. He's not here. All right. Here's a good little prank that I believe was featured on the Barstool account. Yes, Barstool Sports showed this on the Tickety Talk, and it says, Mom was gutted. I think it was originally shared on the Barstool backstage via Katie Ciamro. I don't know, I'm not great with names, but either way, enjoy this 39-second clip of a very vicious, I'm guessing, daughter to a mom. Let me know, too, after in some comments or send them into the social medias. What's the worst prank that you pulled on somebody during the holidays or one of the best pranks that somebody pulled on you? Super curious. Roll the clip, producer.
Oh no, someone died. someone famous. I don't want to say who it is because I don't remember.
Keith Richards. Keith fucking Richards.
No,
Keith Richards.
Is it musician or is it actor?
Musician.
She said musician.
Oh, fuck, you know who died? The fucking Nick?
No, it's Ozzy, but it's like.
Yikes. There's a Yeti in the spaghetti. I'm assuming that's the partner, and he's just like, what the hell? I wonder if she'd even cry if he passed away as much, probably, I have to imagine. But I wanted to roll this back here. This is something I observed right here. This dish. I feel like you didn't live in the same generation, potentially. If you didn't have this dish in your house, I feel like this was a dish that almost every single one of my friends, almost every single one of my family members, not only had, but have. I'm pretty sure, I know for a fact I've never bought one, but this dish right here, yeah, that dish, I have one of those in my house, and I'm pretty sure every single person has seen one of these, had one of these, or eaten a meal that was cooked out of these. I mean, these people, they got some things. Sorry if you are allergic to seafood, then there's a lot of that going on. Appears to be, are these Pringles? I'm trying to think what's in the background. Obviously, that's some bread. I don't know what that is there. Lay's chips? Keurig coffee. I cannot get down on the Keurig coffee. And I know there's some people, it's so good. And as long as you still, grind it up and... Keurig coffees, the process of it, the having to clean it, how much mold's really in it. There's only one way that I'm.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Make my coffee, and this isn't one of those sponsorships. This is not at all. It's the AeroPress. It's the best way that I've ever had coffee. Garrett and Melissa, the McCarty's team, Copper Johns, they made a huge recommendation. I'm like, get the extra large. You can make such good coffee with it. She was kind of against it, said it could potentially look like a tool that maybe a male could potentially use on themselves. If you're catching what I'm throwing, it's, you know, some kind of pump action, which I totally disagree. But now that I was, you know, put that in my brain, I could maybe see it. But either way, AeroPress, love it. You get that little bit of a when it's done. Great cup of coffee. But I recently read, and you would think that I'm jacked up, that I've had a lot of coffee the way that I'm talking. But it's just me. So, like, I kind of have to carry the conversation. But I just recently read in an article that you're supposed to do like a little bit of a raindrop or a rain bath on top of the coffee grounds before you grind them. Not only does it help with the dust, but it does some kind of chemical, whatever it is, to the beans themselves. And it makes it so much better, I guess. So I'm going to try that tomorrow with my grind. And shout out Stewart's Coffee. I don't know if you guys have ever had Stewart's coffee, but I was able to get like a customized Stewart's gift box for the wife. They recently released, and if you're into the flannels, like quite a few people are, you could get flannels. They were newly released, some socks. We ended up getting a koozie, but for the pint size ice cream, which is a game changer. And what else did we get? Oh, and then a couple bags of coffee for $6.97. Delicious coffee. Absolutely love it. Shout out Stuart. Let's do some stuff. Let's make some magic. You're local everywhere. I love it. Best ice cream and awarded the best milk in several contests. Not a friend of the show, but hopefully someday. Stuart's, let's do the thing. All right, here's another one. Edible arrangement at the holiday party. I mean, everybody loves edible arrangements, and maybe if it's a work party, maybe there should be some very clear communication in here. So let's roll the clip. This is the kind of party Euban would like to be at, allegedly.
Moving on, the holiday party. I put you two in charge of the dessert, and I specifically asked for an edible arrangement, like a fruit basket of sorts, not an arrangement of edibles. Kate, what went wrong here?
I delegated this to Brian, and I told him to get an edible arrangement.
Okay, that wasn't clear to me, because Kate said the brownies were a big hit last year, so I...
Brian, Matt literally had four of them, and he was so relaxed that he fell asleep during our secret Santa.
Not me.
Okay, didn't know it was a problem to be relaxed at this company, so...
Brian, do you see Matt in a meeting today? No. Do you see how that's an issue? This is the reason why.
Maybe you should have a brownie.
Ooh... Took burn at the end. Maybe she had a burn. Doesn't he kind of look like, I thought it was Ben Affleck at first. I mean, I'm getting some Ben Affleck vibes. Maybe it's just me, but maybe it's a cousin. Maybe a cousin from Alabama. Roll Tide, baby. Interesting. Could you imagine, though, rolling into a holiday party? Brownies were a big hit. You're just going to have one. You have one, you're starting to feel pretty good, you get a little bit hungrier, so hey, I'm going to have another one. Next thing you know, you are potentially on the floor with the same motor skills as a turtle, not feeling so good and wondering why, and then it's that goddamn person that got the edible arrangement, an arrangement of edibles. I mean, if you're in a legal state, there's nothing wrong with those. Shout out Highest Peak. Potsdam, New York. They are the first, I believe, legal cannabis store owned by women in the state. It's something like that. I'm just winging it off the dome. But either way, shout out to them. If you're in the Potsdam, New York area, go give them a shout. Not a shout. Go tell them that Beardlaw sent you and tell them that you want to use promo code Beardlaws. It's not going to save you anything, but pay full price on whatever they have going on. Like, pay me some edibles, but don't put them at a party. I have to imagine that's some kind of against the law, like Spike in the Punch that you used to see on so many different cartoons, movies, and a lot of kids show. There was a lot of stuff, if you've gone back and potentially showed some of the kids, you know, some of the stuff, like Saved by the Bell, for instance, there's some episodes that have some stuff that hit a little bit different than you're an adult, than maybe with a kid, maybe some subliminal messaging that didn't. Either way, I recently saw an article in an episode of an old Saved by the Bell, and I was like, whew, that stuff's in there. But I guess kids these days are able to see pretty much everything, so maybe it's not much of a shocker or a surprise or anything to it. But let's keep this rolling. And that's the tree. Here's a video again sent in by Toby. We're gonna roll into some videos here from a couple other people here shortly. This was actually on the America's Funniest Video TikTok account. So you know it's going to be, well, depending on your sense of humor, should be pretty funny.
Okay, well, maybe it needs to fall out a little bit, but that's the tree.
That's the tree. At least she took it well. Wonder if it was one of those, what's everybody say, oh, way to get your tree on Wish. That's a wish tree. Well, wish that tree would have stayed up. Ah, that's a bad one. That's not worthy of the joke drum. Well, either way, have you ever had a moment that you have put up a tree and maybe had an animal take it out? Maybe it caught fire. Maybe it didn't fit into the room, so then you or your dad or somebody had to then get super frustrated to do that. I had a tree. It was the best tree ever. Not only could I put I could have the whole entire tree with full lights, not quite the ornaments. I mean, that does take some time. I could have it set up in less than 3 minutes. It was a pre-lit. Wasn't even a pre-lit tree. What I did is I had this tree. And it fit into the bag, and then you put it in, and then like all the branches either come, they flow down and all that stuff. But then I had these lights. They were the coolest lights ever. You just set them on top of the tree and then they hang down. You control it with the app and you have different scenes, different sounds, and music. It would go to the music and change. There were big snowflakes. My favorite lights ever. And then they just kind of went. I don't know what happened. They don't make them anymore. And it's been a little bit sad Christmas, you know, not having the lights that I truly, truly do love. But either way, yeah, I also want to know, it seems to be like team white lights or team like multicolor lights. I'm curious what lights you are. I personally, now that I don't have the lights that I thought I was super fancy with, I truly love the multicolor lights with like the really big bulbs, almost like they're old school. And I know I'm approaching 40, so I can officially start to say shit like old school, but I really do enjoy them. So let me know, I guess. Maybe this will be a clip and you're feeding off the conversation on which ones are best. And maybe there's like a whole different, you know, color lights or style lights I don't even know about, which is probably true. I just know that those super bright blue lights are so annoying. I cannot do them. I mean, they hurt my eyes when I drive by. I can't be the only one that this happens to. And if I am, maybe there's something wrong with me. There's probably something wrong with me. But they are some of, if not the worst lights on the entire planet. Somebody has to have my back on this one. Nobody has my back on this one. All right, so let's go ahead. This is the last video that made the list from Toby in Secret Santa. This is something that a lot of people do. I haven't had the pleasure of being able to do kind of the Secret Santa or the elephant or the white elephant or something like that, whatever people do call that. I like I said, I haven't had the ability or the kind of group of friends to do this in a while. And maybe it's because I'm really good or really twisted or maybe really go out of my way to get a present that nobody is ever truly going to want, because I think I've only been to one, maybe two. I've been to two in my life and I haven't been invited back, but, moving on. This is classic. This one is absolutely classic. And if anybody wants to invite me to their, what is it? White elephant? I'm in. I'm all in. Let's do the thing. And let's roll this clip. This is a, pretty big gathering with your, you know, typical family. You got the kids with a potential mullet out here playing with some kind of piece of toy equipment. You got your typical flannel somewhere in the background. You got your, you know, your Uggs or whatever the girly boots are. Probably tons of White Claw and wine all over this video. But this is good. Thanks for sharing this, Toby, and all the other videos as well. This girl next door doesn't know how to react to this. The cup is Duncan, so that's some white girl shit. But I wonder if this girl was ever on Mug Shotties. So somebody is watching this, and I end up having a clip from this. Please, if you see this on Instagram account Mug Shotties, you gotta send it to me. Please. A couple nice beards in here, though. 1, 2, 3, 4 great beards. Yikes. Wonder what she went in for. Well, let's do our best guesses in any of the comments. What do you think? Because, again, this is what we've been doing on the Thursday show. Let us know your best guess of what you think that mug shot was for. Interesting. I'm going to say it was drug related, like some kind of drug related thing. She was high. She did some dumb shit, maybe a hit and run, maybe, you know, got in an accident in a DUAI or whatever they call it. Because in the only reason is she, and this isn't me being a jerk, because she just looked in her face. The hair is a little bit different. The face now, when she was holding the mugshot, almost looked like a different person, like a healthier person, skin complexion better, a little bit of weight lost. Maybe it was a bad drinking thing as well. But I also noticed she was drinking out of a Dunkin' cup, so maybe sober at this point. I don't know. Just a couple of observations that popped into my brain. So that's what I'm going to go with. So again, let me know if you want. And while we're doing that, I want to do bad segue because this has nothing to do with alcohol or going to jail, but I just wanted to give a quick shout out. You guys have probably seen in the background all this beautiful Copper John stuff. Make sure you guys check it out. Go to thebestbeardproducts.com or just go to copperjohnsbeard.com. Use the code BEARDLAWS if you want to save 20% for all you amazing viewers. It is the only beard products that ever touch my beard, touch my skin. Absolutely love it. And like I said, any of the stuff that are a friend of the show that we shout out, that we talk about, I love the products. They're good products. They're good people. They're good companies. And Tyson's one of the good ones. So go feel free to support them. CopperJohnsBeard.com. Also, right here, you're always wondering what this is. You're probably seeing, yeah, those are mustache mates. I invented them. Nobody wants them. But this here that's holding this bottle of liquor, that's from the Whiskey Towers. You might be able to actually scan that QR code from this video and check them out. Use the code. This thing is fantastic. I have a bottle here. I can just at any point just go pull the tap, pour a delicious one of my favorite beverage. It's going to be some fat baby bourbon here pretty soon. Super excited about it. So if you guys want to check it out, Whiskey Towers, whiskeytowers.com. All of these links are in the description or in any of the link trees, anywhere that you're listening to this podcast or watching this show. Check it out. Fat baby bourbon. whiskeytowers.com, but more importantly, well, they're all important, CopperJohnsBeard.com, thebestbeardproducts.com. All right, this next video, Merry Christmas. So any of you cat lovers, any of you animal lovers, feel free to check this out. All right, this was sent in by Head Zombie. Thank you for sending this in, and here you go to all you animal lovers, the meowest wonderful time of the year is what the description says. So enjoy 6 seconds of this fluffy cat.
Happy Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
There it is. I figured statistically, anybody that watches this show, there has to be some kind of animal lover, cat lover, something like that. Turns out I'm not one of them. But doesn't mean that I wouldn't support it. And all of the crazy cat ladies out there, I figure statistically, I bet you we should try to find some scientific data. I'm thinking that statistically speaking, most viewed social media people, the people that spend some of the most time, the most amount of minutes, seconds, hours on social media, probably own a cat. I bet you they own at least one cat. And I bet you the amount of cats that you have equates to more time spent on social media. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't think you can. All right. All right. So this is from Lieutenant Scooter. Lieutenant Scooter, can't say these things on Christmas.
What's up, my noggers?
So here we go. We're going to roll this clip. It's from Joe Hamrick Comedy. And it says, SDK is not going to let that tree skirt Terry win the Christmas, starring Owen, directed and edited by Joey Thompson. Hashtag Christmas, hashtag Xmas, hashtag eggnog, hashtag single dad. It's a weird one you don't see too often, or at least I don't see too often. It's the hashtag single dad. Well, I mean, if you're going to come out flying with videos like this, maybe that's why. 58 seconds of some comedy, some booze, some family bonding, and what appears to be a chef shirt.
What's up, my noggers? Today on Single Dad's Kitchen, we'll be making my special creamy eggnog. I can say it because I am.
You know why your mom loves Christmas? She's a ho, ho, ho.
Hey, let's fuck off with the singing. For Christmas is for you.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, the carolers.
I don't give a fuck what they are.
Christmas is my time.
You grinch ass bitch.
Because you stole my happiness.
Why don't you get off the bipolar express?
What do you mean Terry took you to Jared?
I mean, I'm a good guy, right? These eggs are more fragile than Matt Rife's ego.
Grinch,
this bowl has more shells in it than a hospital in Gaza.
That's me.
My eggnog is into BDSM. It's taking whipping
cream. What is BDSM? Is that the Korean boy band?
Close. I put the sin in cinnamon.
For the men in cinnamon.
Oh, last time I saw cinnamon this heavy, she was giving me a lap dance.
Spicy rat dick. Dad, you dropped your sugar.
All my real noggers know you have to have the hard R.
Rum.
Our nog is going to have more substances in it than the toxicology report of Matthew Perry.
We're not bringing that to the party.
Fine, we'll just drop it off at the homeless
shelter.
Now, since Terry's not your real Felice Navi dad, time to see if it's busting or not.
How are we going to clean this up?
Neighbor's dogs will get it eventually. Let's get out of here.
I'm going to go hallmark the walls with my brain matter after that one.
There's a lot of comedy gold in there. Oh, all right. I know that that one Toby, Joe Hamrick Comedy. JOEHAIMRICCOMEDY. And also Tatum Productions. Maybe you guys, maybe they could, I'm not exactly sure where they are, but maybe you could check them out. Get them on the pod. That's right. That's some good stuff. All right. That's some good stuff. Interesting. All right. That one, we're going to clip that. We're going to do that. So, all right. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. CPS is coming for Christmas. This is going to be a couple of videos sent in by Garf Freak. Thank you again for sending these in. These are some bangers. We're going to roll through these as the time's getting close.
My daughter sits on Santa's lap and says, "Hey, Santa, can you please bring us some food? We don't have any food in the house. I'm on the sidelines going, that is such a kind offer. Thank you. We're okay. Thank you so much. But she goes on to say, sometimes we find food, but mommy says we can only have it if we're really good. If you bring us food, I promise we'll be so good, and we won't let the dog get it and ruin it. So she hops off Santa's lap, and I say, Fitty, honey, I'm just curious. Why did you tell Santa to bring us food and tell him that we don't have any food? And she goes, well, Mommy, we don't have any food. And I go, baby, I know we went to Chick-fil-A tonight, but that was because Mama didn't want to cook, not because we don't have any food, honey. And that alone is such a blessing.
Chick-fil-A.
He gets irate with me. No, Mommy, we don't have any food. After a little while of this back and forth, she says she means food for the play kitchen. It's food for the, she means play kitchen food.
Well, enjoy that conversation. I mean, CPS, let's be honest, isn't really going to show up, but that's a tough one. That's a tough one. The play kitchen food, that's a hell of a happy present gift. A lot of joy came from there. I know we gifted some play kitchen stuff to one of the nieces, and it went over fantastic. You know how many fake ice cream cones with fake sprinkles I ate? A lot of them. A strawberry ice cream. I don't even like strawberry ice cream. When somebody that is that age hands you a strawberry plastic ice cream cone, you eat it and you like it and you enjoy it. And that's what we did. That's what we did. All right, let's go with an inflatable Christmas prank. Everybody loves a good prank, especially around Christmas. And this one's pretty good. Little thought out. I gotta point out the obvious here. Let's throw this up on a screen. So to paint the picture for the people that are just listening to this, there is a lit up snowman inflatable, pretty good size one. Then next to it is a costume, one of those ones that looks like an inflatable one. It's a gingerbread man. And I mean, it's not lit up, so that could be potentially the first kind of mistake in not being able to prank somebody. But let's roll it. I mean, from there, it looks pretty good. So what happened is they were standing next to it. Vehicle pulls into the driveway. They get out. There's a quote that says, watching my prey, then it's go time. The inflatable gingerbread person then takes off after said person. And then you hear the results. You better hope that person didn't have IBS coming home from dinner, needing to rush to the bathroom, because if that happened, that person, which did sound like an adult grown ass man, probably just shit their pants. I mean, let's be honest. That probably did happen. Not that it would happen to me, but definitely happened to potentially them. All right. This one was a clip of what appeared to be at a store that rhymes with fart. And this is a product that I didn't know existed. And I'm not embarrassed that I didn't know it existed. And I have to imagine this looks like a fairly real reaction or a decent acting job. But when you hear the accent and stuff, I'm going to have to imagine it wasn't It wasn't made up. So let's watch this. It says hashtag Tennessee. So Richie, this is down in your potential neighborhood. Let's roll this product that I didn't know about, and we'll discuss if potentially you've ever heard of this.
Is this a joke? Or is this really what these are? You better quit.
Y'all better quit. I can't do the accent, sorry.
Okay, I'm all into Christmas.
Let me see it. Cannot. This is at Walmart.
What is...
Let me see.
What is this turkey legs? No, I'm into some Thanksgiving holiday shit. But I'll be damned. This is... Smelling turkey ass.
So for anybody that doesn't know, these are what appears to be turkey-scented butt masks. There's popcorn-scented butt masks. $5.
Look at this. This don't make no... Girl, I know.
Yeah.
This don't make no damn sense. Look at this. It's a turkey ass. Look at this.
And she does appear to be wearing she is wearing an ugly sweater that says Santa's favorite ho.
I just looked at all this, but I
didn't. It snuck up on you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Girl, that stopped me dead in my tracks. I said, why do you want some chicken legs on your booty cheeks?
Why you want some turkey legs on your booty cheeks? We had Brandon J. McDermott, the food daddy supreme, the food daddy judge on this show. I would love to hear not only his take, but anybody that's into the food content would love to hear your take on the turkey leg butt masks, popcorn scented butt masks, and well, just butt masks in general. Not really sure. Do they have the same? I have questions, but I don't have anybody to answer. Do they have the same kind of end game, no pun intended, as a face mask, like making the skin healthier and everything? Like, is it that big of a deal to moisturize and make sure that your butt skin is as healthy as your face skin? Wonder if the Copper John's beard butter would work on the butt skin. Tyson, if you're watching this, please let me know. I know you and Logan did a video. You reposted it. Been reposting some oldies. And there was one that said, got an itchy butt. Use some beard butter. So, do you think we can maybe come out with some Copper John's butt masks? Let us know if you want limited edition Copper John's butt masks. Maybe it'll be the scent of the month for Tennessee when we roll that out. Definitely for Alabama. Roll Tide, baby. All right. Here is some reaction of a kid that's super pissed at Santa. This it's labeled from Coco Mink. Jeremy was not playing about his Christmas. It appears to be an older video, so I do apologize. I just saw the date from the first one again. Garfreak sent this over. Hilarious video. But again, I just looked at the date for the first time. If you've seen it, my bad. Let's roll the clip. Let's do the thing. Right now.
This shit on Facebook just fucking killed me. Dear Santa, I am writing this on the day after Xmas and I am very sad. I only received one of the two presents I asked for. Since you ate my cookies, I will assume that missing gift was a mistake. I will give you 1 week to fix this, Jeremy. Dear Jeremy, I am sorry you are disappointed with your presents. You asked for two very expensive presents, and Santa can only do so much. You need to learn to be grateful for what you have, not upset about what you don't. If you continue to complain, I will have no choice but to add you to the naughty list next year, Santa. Dear Fatty... Your threats don't scare me. I played your game and you did not deliver. This is not okay. I will give you 1 week and then you will pay. Jeremy, P.S. I don't know why you care that it's expensive when you have elsewhere. I think you are naughty for having slaves. Period, Jeremy. Tell that fat bitch.
Dear Jeremy, you are being a very bad little boy because you cannot be happy with what you have. I have talked to your parents and told them to take away your Wii U. Wow. Fucking dick move. Now you have nothing. Once you learn to be grateful, perhaps you can have it back. I am very disappointed in you, Jeremy. You will need to be an extra good boy this year if you want to make it back on the nice list. And this shit's still going. Dear Santa, I do not like that stunt you pulled. You are on my naughty list. Now be afraid. You look slow and easy to kill. Enjoy your cookies next year because they will be poison. I hope you die.
Jeremy was not playing. Wow, Jeremy, Jeremy, Jeremy. Unbelievable. You don't got the Wii U no more. You got nothing. Super mad. Unreal. Next year you're I'm gonna be on that naughty list. You just threatened to kill Santa. Jeremy, Jeremy, Jeremy. Well played. Well played, Santa. Well played. All right. Let's roll one more before we get out of here. Again, this is from Gar Freak. And this is from Selena Spooky Boo. A little bit of a joke here. It's classic. So well done. Let's roll this to take us out of here.
Nice.
Hey. Nice tree.
Thanks.
You going to put that up yourself?
No. I'm going to put it in my living room.
That's classic. Well done. There's no better way to end this episode. Sorry that if you were not overly entertained, but if you have a problem with how this Triple T went, I'm sending Jeremy after you. And Jeremy is an angry child who feels like he got duped by Santa, and you don't want to mess with that. You don't want to mess with him. But all kidding aside, we can't thank you enough for taking some time out of your busy day to listen to this, to watch this, or to do whatever. Let us know, though, if you do enjoy the Triple T, because if you don't, I got a lot of podcasts. We could pretend maybe this could be the last Triple T ever. Would you be sad? Probably not. But either way, all kidding aside, we'll probably be back next week. But if not, we gave it a hell of a run. 168 straight weeks of Triple T. That's pretty good. That's for doing math. How many years is that? Let me do the thing. 52. No. Right on 168 divided by 52, 3.23 years, 3 1/4 years we've been doing this glorious show. We'll either be back or we won't, but I can't thank you enough, all kidding aside. And hopefully everybody had a great Christmas, and hopefully, if you want, have an even better New Year. Drink responsibly. Go get yourself some Genesee. Go get yourself some Fat Baby Bourbon, and let's have a couple beverages, and let's make 2024 even better than 2023. All right, keep your sticks on the ice, everybody. Take care.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.